If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf, heard live for 2 hours every week. You're always invited to join the conversation. Call Pierre live at 1-855-4-BIZ-TALK. That's 855-424-9825. And now, here's your host, Pierre Wolf.
Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide. I'm indeed Pierre Wolf, bringing you the show for 2 hours each and every Sunday. Now, I hope you didn't get too close to the guillotine, if you know what that is, because some people remember the Bastille Day a couple of days ago on Friday, July 14th, 1789. Wow. Two guests, very unusual. They've written a book together, People of Yellowstone. Steve Roland and Ruth Crocker. Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide on Biz Talk Radio. How's it going?
Great, great, thank you.
Very good.
I'm delighted. You know, before we go any further, Ruth, since ladies go first, a bit of your background. You've been a writer how long, and what actually prompted you, enticed you to be a writer and author?
Well, I've been writing, I would say, my entire life, and it's just that my style of writing has changed in the last 10 years, writing a lot more nonfiction about my own adventures, and then when I met Steve, he was already involved with this adventure of People of Yellowstone, and by chance, we were able to work together.
So nothing in your background actually enticed you to write about the national parks, of which we have so many beautiful ones, not only in Colorado, but obviously all across this beautiful land called the United States of America. So this book is rather unusual. Now I want to turn to Mr. Steve Horan and see how he got into the photography business. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Pierre. I've always been a very visual person. And, you know, when people, I've worked with film and for many years, and when it came to digital photography, photographing people, you can actually share what you're doing. So the learning curve for people to photograph, and photographing them, you collaborate with them. And it's such a joy. That's why this project worked so well.
Are you born in Canada?
No, I'm a U.S. citizen.
You are, but right now you are in?
I'm in Calgary, Alberta.
Is that a beautiful spot? I've been there. Remember.
Well, I'm on my way going to a Calgary Stampede, which is the final day today, and it's going to be quite a celebration.
Absolutely. So Yellowstone, which is a day's drive from Denver, Colorado, where I reside, and bring you America's Dining and Travel Guide, by the way. The show is now in its 30th year. Would you believe that?
Yeah, celebrating. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow.
And I was told by a special proclamation by our governor that America's Dining and Travel Guide is the longest running show, and that I am the longest continuous radio broadcaster in the United States. Would you believe that? Isn't that something?
Fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Been on the air since 1958. Most of you weren't even born. Okay. People of Yellowstone. Yellowstone is a very interesting place, and we have been there a number of times. But I like you to begin, Ruth Crocker, the writer of People of Yellowstone. What makes Yellowstone so special? Ruth?
Well, it's in terms of the scenic aspects, it's one of the most spectacular places for seeing all kinds of different natural wonders, geysers and hot pools and mountains and beautiful landscapes, and then, of course, wildlife.
Absolutely.
I think it's one of the most diverse places I've seen.
The geyser, the Old Faithful, is very well known and one of the largest. And if you're not careful and you let your windows down, a bear might stick his head, his or her, right into your car, which happens on occasion when you're told not to do so. Keep your windows shut and don't get unwanted company all of a sudden. Now, talking about Steve, who's done photography,
yes.
What do you think about Yellowstone?
Well, Yellowstone has been fascinating me for over 30 years. I've been traveling here from Florida and Toronto and New York, driving out to Yellowstone each time that I've come. So I'm very passionate about it, and it's also has transformed a lot of people, and one of them was my brother, Jim, who came across country to travel after college, and then he came out west, and he was smitten by the West, and he found a job in Yellowstone, and I came and visited him, and then I was smitten by it. Just thrilled about it, just amazed, and that's how it started. That was in 1985.
Wow. What attracted you as a photographer most, Steve?
Well, you know, so many people are attracted to the sights, the animals, the landscapes, the mystery of Yellowstone. But I was attracted to the people, the characters that are behind the scenes or in front of the cameras, because it is an iconic place. And it grabs attention worldwide. But so many people have worked so hard to expand Yellowstone and make it a place that future generations can enjoy.
We did forget at this point to mention the state that Yellowstone is in. Happens to be Wyoming, isn't that correct?
Oh, 90% of it is in Wyoming.
90% of it. As I say, it's quite a drive from Denver, where I reside and have resided for many years. But it's certainly worthwhile, and we traveled Yellowstone on many different occasions. So the book is quite different. The title might just tell you what it's all about. It's called People of Yellowstone. It's certainly different than any book I've had to do my show with, America's Dining and Travel Guide. In what sense is it different? And now I'm talking to Ruth Crocker. Ruth?
Well, I think because our book really focuses on people and the diversity of people who work in and around Yellowstone and their amazing stories, which in many cases they discovered Yellowstone the way you describe. You know, they were taking a trip, maybe they were even a kid, and saw Yellowstone and just fell in love with it, and then tried did whatever they needed to do to be able to stay there or to come back and work in the place. So I think our stories are our stories and pictures really show a totally different aspect of travel life, in a sense.
It's a total different approach to writing a book. It deals with individuals that have contributed in some way or other to the national park called Yellowstone. And each person, whether it's Larry Christensen or any other, or it could be Loretta Innes, it is about them and their contribution. All right, we're going to near a break here, and all of you, namely Ruth Crocker and Steve Horan, stay with me over the break, which is approaching here on America's Dining and Travel Guide each and every Sunday for 2 hours. Only heard on Biz Talk Radio. And I would like you to know that if you go to Pierre, P-I-E-R-R-E, W-O-L-F-E, pierrewolf.com, you can click on Biz Talk Radio, listen live, click on that, and there we are each and every Sunday. Thank you. We'll return with People of Yellowstone, my guests, Steve O'Ran and Ruth Crocker. And I'm Pierre Wolf, your host. Back in a moment.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotel's founder, Spencer Penrose, built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. Five diamond and five stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
Heifer believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heifer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for under
your grad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to now in a 2 hours each and every Sunday, heard right here on Biz, B-I-Z, Talk Radio. One more time, I remind you to join us, and you can call in, there's a number given, and participate if you like. My special guest today, I've written a book. They haven't written it, really. They describe certain people. And the book, therefore, is called People of Yellowstone. With me, Ms. Ruth Crocker and Mr. Steve Horan. Would one of you please take over and share with my audience the contents and how the book is put together? It's rather unique. Go ahead, please, one of you.
Okay, this is Steve Horan, the photographer. I initiated the program, the project 7 years ago. It took 5 years of photography. And what it is trying to do is tell people about Yellowstone, the collective amount of people that enjoy it, but also tell about Yellowstone through their experiences. So what you're going to experience when you look at the book or read the book is find out things about Yellowstone, unique places that will tell you a story. And it's just it's not a complete picture. There's so many avenues of Yellowstone that you try to understand. But we also tell you about, when you're traveling, about the boiling river that's in Hot Mammoth Springs that you can actually swim in. We tell you about places outside Yellowstone that are the Pahoski Teepee, which is on the eastern side of the entrance of Yellowstone. That was the Buffalo Bill's original hunting lodge. It's still there. It's a unique place in history. And then we also say in Cody, Wyoming, the Buffalo Bill Museum of the West. So when you turn the pages of the book, you not only learn about the people that are connected to Yellowstone, but you also learn about destinations that are part of Yellowstone experience, not only in Yellowstone, but outside of Yellowstone.
How did you decide, for instance, to include Timothy Townsend, Kenyon District Ranger of Kenyon Village in Yellowstone? How did he become part of it?
Well, a picture of his is
your photograph, of course, official Boy Scout handbook in his hand. Go ahead.
Well, Timothy has a unique life. First of all, he grew up in Yellowstone National Park, born and raised. A lot of people don't know about that Yellowstone has people that grow up there, that are educated, go to school, and that picture that you mentioned is with him with the Boy Scout book, that the original Boy Scout book, but it's a template for being organized, being aware of the outside, the outdoors, and we also wanted to collaborate with that picture. We got into the school and the classroom that he learned, he was educated, and outside is a magnificent view of the cliff in Yellowstone. So every one of the photographs and all the research that was done was to try to get people to understand the place and people better, so that they know how complicated it is, and the puzzles all come together and create this magnificent place, because we need to save it for future generations, and these are people that do it. And Timothy Townsend is a district ranger in Yellowstone National Park, and he has a lot to say about what is going on.
Liz Crocker, who wrote most of the description of the beautiful photography by Steve Arand, what are some of your favorite characters, if I may call them that, or personalities in the book? Liz Crocker.
Well, you know, there's such a diversity of people. I'll just give some highlights. One was talking with Doug Smith, who was the really in charge of reintroducing the wolves into the gray wolf into Yellowstone in 1995. And, you know, hearing his first-person account of that was really amazing. And then speaking with Katie Duffy about her experience of being a guide for the presidents who and their families who have visited Yellowstone, and then other people. There's so many. Brett Miller, who was a veteran of the Iraq War, and has this amazing program where he brings wounded veterans into the park and creates a situation where even if they're on oxygen, they're able to participate in a project where they're working with their hands, with other veterans, repairing corrals and having a chance to tell their stories. And it's a very healing experience. So, I mean, I think that's sort of gives a general broad. I mean, it was just an amazing experience to speak with.
You know what's interesting is there's, aside from the wonderful animals that you can spot there, from bears to elk to bison and so forth, you can also fish there. Isn't that right, Steve?
Yes. Fishing is a big part of the Yellowstone experience, and they give licenses out for that. But there's one thing that is very important, and it's also in the book about invasive species. You can fish in Yellowstone Lake for lake trout, and you can get all you want because it is an invasive species that has devastated the trout that are there now, the rainbow trout that are now, there now. And so, and they'll even cook it for you in the lake hotel for you. So fishing is a big thing, and one of those projects that is emphasized in the book is also invasive species and how it hurts the whole environmental feeding chain in Yellowstone. So they want to get rid of it, and there's active efforts to do that. But there's also active efforts to let people fish wherever they can. And
very
and
good. Steve, closing comments, because we're nearing the end of the first segment of America's Dining and Travel Guide. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay, you know, I believe it takes a collective spirit to save the park and let other people enjoy it for many, many years to come. And these are the people that do it. Thank you.
Bruce Parker, your closing comment.
I really hope that people will enjoy the book and realize it's a kind of a unique passport into possibilities that even anyone could go and work in the park and do these things. So this
where is
the
book available?
A preview of that.
Does Amazon carry it?
Yes, it's available on Amazon, but also from our website, which is peopleofyellowstone.com.
Very good. I want to wish you both very well. Enjoy the summer and get another interesting book to me. I wish you well and thank you for taking time out this Sunday.
Life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're listening to the evening of the first hour of America's Dining and Travel Guide. I'm Pierre Wolf. And if you'd like to go to my website and listen in every Sunday for 2 hours, you go to Pierre, P-I-E-R-R-E-W-O-L-F-E, on the Wolf, pierrewolf.com. Find Biz Talk Radio, click on Listen Live, and there we are all over the world. Well then, the Wolf Den in Denver, Colorado is lit up by beautiful sunshine, blue skies, and I hope you're all doing well, including my next guest, Betty Rossbottom. She's written a book called Soup Nights. Well, you can have them at night or day or afternoon, anytime, but anyway, it's a great book. Welcome to America's Dining. Betty, how are you?
I'm fine, and thank you, Pierre. It's great to be talking to you in Denver from the East Coast, from Massachusetts.
I'm delighted that you're with us. Tell us a little bit about your background. How did you get started writing books? And this
is not the first one. No, it's not. I've written a lot of books, and in college, I majored in French, so I'm happy to be talking to a Frenchman. And
Oui,
je parle français. But I spent my junior year of college in Paris studying at the Sorbonne. And
oh,
I think more
goodness.
Than learning about the literature, I learned about the food. And that was my first true interest in food that year. And I did several things. I taught French, and I worked in an art museum. But on the side, I was taking cooking classes from a wonderful teacher. And I decided that that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to teach cooking. And as a result of teaching the cooking, then I started to write cookbooks. And it's another way of teaching through the page. So I've loved working on every book, and in particular on this book called Soup Nights.
What were the titles of some of the previous books that you authored?
Oh, Ready? I did Sunday Casseroles, Sunday Brunch, Sunday Roast, another soup book, Sunday Soup. I did Backyard Cooking, Coffee Book, Waffle Book.
You better send me some of those past tense books so we can talk again.
Okay, I will.
Have your PR person send them out to me. I don't have the ones you feel would be appropriate to.
I'd love to do it. Nothing I like better than talking about food with another food person.
Well, you know, when you were in Paris, you couldn't be any closer to wonderful, marvelous French food in some of the bistros and cafes and wonderful restaurants. Did you, after college, go back to France at all?
Yes. I certainly did, and I just returned from France, from Paris, 2 weeks ago. My husband happens to be a professor whose specialty is French and French history, and so he goes to work in the libraries, and I go to look at the markets and cook the food. And so I just returned, really, 2 weeks ago today, and had a wonderful month of June there where there were apricots and nectarines and blueberries and all the summer fruits were beginning to come out. So, yes, I love to be in Paris, and I love to go to the food markets. That's my favorite thing.
I don't blame you. I took my family, my entire family, 10 of us, to a couple of nights to Paris,
yes?
Maybe even three nights, where we had a wonderful guide. The grandchildren had not been to Paris. And then
yes?
After a wonderful tour of that City of the Lights, Bateau Mouche, you remember those night trips on the Seine River? Looking
yes.
at the City of Lights, and we went to Lake Annecy. Have you ever been there?
No, but I know that's the land of many good restaurants.
I have not been
to Annecy, but it's on my list to do, and I know there are fabulous, fabulous restaurants in that area.
Yeah, it's a beautiful lake, and we actually rented a farmhouse. It was far more than that, four stories and beautiful swimming pool attached, and Chamonix, the ski areas are looking down on that lake, and then the city, the small city of Annecy itself is worthwhile. That was my last trip a couple of years ago. But anyway,
sounds wonderful.
How did you get interested in soups, which in my opinion, and I know you agree, are very appropriate for people to enjoy? Go ahead. Root,
well,
I teach cooking,
and I've taught cooking for quite a while, for several decades, and I noticed in the different types of classes that I would give that whenever I gave a soup class, it filled up almost immediately, and so I began to think seriously about a soup book, and I did my first soup book in 2008 called Sunday Soup, and when I did this book called Soup Nights, I decided that not only did I want to include soup recipes for all seasons of the year and for all types of soups, including seafood or vegetable, but that I wanted to include salads, sandwiches, and desserts so that the soup could be the star of the meal, but that those who were making it would have some ideas for what might go with it. And so that's why it's called Soup Nights. It's the idea of having soup for supper and either a salad or a sandwich and a simple dessert.
Soups are fairly easily prepared. Would you agree
yeah.
with that, Ruth?
I do. There are some that require a little bit more attention, but what I love personally about soups, and especially from the point of view of a teacher, is that soups are very forgiving. You know, when you bake a milfeuille or you make, you know, a pastry or a pie, You have to pretty much follow the recipe strictly. In a soup, you know, if you don't quite have all the cream you need, if you're minus a couple of tablespoons or so and you're enriching the soup at the last minute, it's still going to be all right. Soups are easy for beginners, and they're just as rewarding for experienced cooks. So I think it's a type of food that everybody feels comfortable making, and that certainly everybody, whether they've made it or not, enjoys eating. There's something comforting about soups, even in the summer.
Now, when you mention summer, are there
yes.
some cold soups in your book?
Yes, there's a whole chapter on, it's called Warmer Cool Soups, and they are, several of the soups are like gazpachos with a little twist. The
that's a famous one, very famous.
Yes, and this one has a cucumber granita, you know, that sits right in the middle of it. It makes it even more icy cold. And there is a cucumber vichyssoise. There's a melon and cucumber soup. All of these perfect for the hot weather that we've had so recently where I live. We have icy cold watermelon soup. And then there are light soups like made with vegetables, just the summer harvest vegetables. There are, you know, yellow squashes in season, tomatoes in season. There's a BLT, a bacon, lettuce, and tomato, fresh tomato soup. There's a smooth avocado soup that has corn salsa. So this particular section of the book is made with seasonal ingredients, and the soups, some of the soups are definitely better cold, but some have the option of being served warm or cool. Either way, they taste good.
Betty Rothbottom, a book is called Soup Nights. You heard her say that she has authored a number of them and teaches, and the book also says satisfying soups and sides
yes.
for delicious meals all year. And you heard a number of recipes mentioned for this part of the year, namely summer. And to have a cold soup that you describe is wonderful. As we continue with Miss Betty Rosebottom, Soup Nights is the book. Where can you get the book, Betty, and what's your website?
Well, you can get the book at many local bookstores. Not all. They could order it. You can get it on Amazon. It's right there. And my website is very easy. It's my name. It's www.betty, spelled B-E-T-T-Y. Last name is rosbottom.com. And you'll find a whole page on Paris up on the top bar with my favorite restaurants.
Oh, I'm going to go there and see what your favorite restaurants are. I'm going to go to your website. You're listening to America's Dining and Travel Guide, which is brought to you by Biz, B-I-Z, Talk Radio. And we're here each and every Sunday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific Time. And from Denver, it would be 1 to 2, 1 to 3. Miss Rosebottom and I, Ruth and I, will return and take a closer look at the contents. Don't you go away, Betty, and you, the listenership. Thank you for joining me this Sunday, and stay with us.
Heifer believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heifer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
America's Dining on Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf, and my special guest, Ms. Betty Rosebottom, author of Soup Nights and many other books. We're here every Sunday for 2 hours, and you can join us very easily online and telephone. I'll give that number out some other time. But anyway, Ruth, let's take a look. Another lady that I know, her name is Ruth, and she became accomplished in cooking. What does it take to be a perfectionist like my friend Ruth in cooking soup? What does it take, Betty?
To learn how to make soup?
Yes, what does it take to become accomplished in making soup?
Oh, not much. If you follow the recipes I have and buy good quality ingredients, I don't think you have any problem making soup. And I think that's one of the reasons that soups are so popular. They're easy to make, they're generally inexpensive, and they're very satisfying. They're very filling. Leftovers taste good, so that you can make a big pot of soup one day and have it that night or that day, and then still have leftovers for later in the week. And so I think that the main appeal of soups is that it fits in so beautifully with the kind of hurried and hectic lifestyles that we see so many people having today.
What are the differences when we mention chowder, gumbo, bisque, and lots more?
Well, gumbo is specific to a certain part of our country, to New Orleans, where I lived when I was in college. And it's an African word. It means okra. And generally there is okra in gumbo, but it can be a chicken gumbo. It can be a shrimp, a crab gumbo. Generally it will have tomatoes and some bell peppers in it. And it's a very unique American specialty. A bisque is usually, as you probably know being French, is a thicker soup. It generally started out, I think, being more a seafood type of bisque, but you see corn bisque, you see all kinds of bisque today, and I tend to think of a bisque as something that has, it's been simmered, whether it's vegetables or vegetables and, maybe the shells of shrimp. And then it's usually pureed and enriched with cream and sometimes with a liquor, with a little bit of sherry or something like that. So you asked me chowder. chowder actually derives from the name, I think, chaudière, which was the pan in which the soups were cooked. They're most often in my part of the country referred to as seafood chowders. We have the very famous clam chowder, but
don't
they can
you
be
forget.
Other chowders as well. I've done scallop chowders. I've done all kinds of chowders. So all of, you know,
Betty, you can't forget bouillabaisse.
From the beautiful
from the beautiful French city of Marseille.
That's right, and I have bouillabaisse à la Marseillaise in my book. I have a whole chapter, and I'm sure you've looked at that because you were seeing that bouillabaisse recipe. I have a whole chapter on seafood soups, and bouillabaisse is the most involved of all of those soups because you have to get several types of fish. And some of the fish that traditionally go into bouillabaisse, like a fish called rascasse, things like that, we can't get in this country. So when I did this bouillabaisse recipe, I used fish that I thought would be available to most readers, and that would include cod and scallops and shrimp, you know, things that you could get from your local fish market or from the fish counter at your grocery store. And when you make bouillabaisse, it's usually traditional that you put, the flavors of Provence in it. This is a Provençal dish. So in mine, I included fennel, which is something they use in the south of France. I used tomatoes. I used some white wine and a little bit of saffron. And the traditional garnish for bouillabaisse is a pureed mixture of garlic, and some breadcrumbs and usually some jarred red peppers, and it's called rouille, which means kind of rust or red colored, and you just put that on little, you know, toast that are made from a baguette, and you can either dip it in the soup or eat it alongside, but it's certainly a meal in itself, and it's beautiful this time of the year.
What is your website one more time?
It is www.BettyRossbottom.com. And I post recipes quite often.
Yes, and restaurants in Paris, no?
I have a Paris page. I get my favorite pastry shops, my favorite restaurants. And they're not the big, you know, 2- and 3-star restaurants. They're more the bistro restaurants, the new restaurants maybe that I have discovered on one of my trips. And I try to give the website, if the restaurant has a website, and give you a general idea of, you know, what type of food they serve.
What did people need in their pantry in order to be an accomplished soup cook?
Well, you need stock. And the stock can be homemade or purchased. And many, many people, including myself, use a lot of purchased stock. So I always have chicken stock and beef stock on my counter or in my cupboards. And if you want to make it from scratch, which is great, it can be in your freezer. I like not all soups, but a lot of the soups that I like have tomatoes in them. And if it's in the winter, I'll have a good can of tomatoes. If it's in the summer, I'll have fresh tomatoes. But soups can be made with everything. So this time of the year, I would say to go to your local farmer's market, buy the vegetables you like. Even if it's not a recipe from this book, you can start out with olive oil or butter or some other fat, and you can sauté onions or leeks or shallots. Add diced or sliced fresh vegetables. Add vegetable or chicken stock, depending on your taste. Simmer it. Then puree part or all of it and enrich it with either a little cream, only, you know, a little bit, a fourth to a half of a cup, or some creme fraiche.
We're nearing, Betty, nearing the end of the first hour of America's Dining. I want to thank you so very much and thank all the listeners, the great audience of my show, now in its 30th year. Don't forget to send me the books, will you?
Okay, so thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
It was a pleasure to have you. Soup Nights, go and get it from Amazon. Next hour, stay to help on Biz Talk Radio. I'm Jim.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.